Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Trump's hush money will trial resumes today. We have the story.
Carr Brothers back in court today. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. Three people died over the weekend in a Butler County house fire. That story is ahead.
Former President Trump is back in court this week. Fox's John Scott with what to expect.
Opening statements set to begin in former President Trump's historic criminal hush money trial. Testimony from the first witness might also be given. Mr. Trump is accused of falsifying business records to hide an alleged affair with an adult film star. On Tuesday, the judge in the case will hear arguments from prosecutors on whether the former president repeatedly violated a gag order. Prosecutors allege he did so with his social media posts.
Former President Trump charged with misleading businesses to cover up hush money payments made to adult actress Stormy Daniels.
Two Wichita brothers serving time for multiple murders are scheduled to be in court today. Jonathan and Reginald Carr were convicted of capital murder in the deaths of five people and injuring another person back in 2000. Both have filed motions to overturn their death sentences. Arguments for a new sentencing hearing set to begin this morning.
Three people died in a house fire in Butler County over the weekend.
The fire was reported just after 3 a.m. Saturday in the 15,400 block of Southwest County Line Road near Rose Hill. One person was transported to a local hospital where they were pronounced dead. Two others were found dead inside the home. Several area fire crews assisted Butler County in battling that blaze. The fire investigation will be led by the Augusta Department of Safety and the Butler County Sheriff's Office. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The identities of the victims have not been released.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed a bill that would have increased the penalties for harming or killing police dogs. The House bill, dubbed Bain's Law, would have required a minimum of 3 months in prison and a $10,000 fine for anyone guilty of harming police dogs. The current law is a lower-level felony with less prison time and smaller penalties. Sedgwick County Sheriff Jeff Easter says he feels the veto is political and still has hope of it passing.
There are some things there that we can go back and maybe help tweak or fix, then that's an option that's available to us. I don't want to see this go away completely because I think it is so fruitful that we have a law like this in place for folks that kill our canines.
And the House Speaker says representatives will attempt to override the veto when they return to Topeka this week.
State and federal officials responded to the anti-Israel protests at Columbia University this past weekend. Fox's Jackie Ibanez reports.
The White House and several New York leaders are strongly condemning the ongoing pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University. President Biden is calling them blatantly anti-Semitic, and a rabbi at the school is warning Jewish students to leave the campus for their own safety. Protesters are demanding a ceasefire in Gaza and for the university to completely divest from Israel. More than 100 people have been arrested since demonstrations started last week.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he was disgusted by the anti-Semitism taking place on the campus at Columbia and has instructed the NYPD to investigate any reported violation of law.
Gasoline prices continue to rise, going up again during the last couple of weeks. Oil industry analyst Troby Lundberg tells us how much.
The gasoline pump price run-up did continue. We have another 10 cents more in the price. The new price is $3.77 for regular, and it's been rising for 15 weeks now. It's up 59 cents since early January.
Lundberg says the unrest in the Middle East and Ukrainian targeting of Russian oil infrastructures, helping to add to the instability of the crude oil market.
KNSS News Time now, 8:03, 3 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Taking a look at Shocker softball action yesterday, trying to take a series from the Blazers, and we'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Wichita police say no dogs were abused or skinned in Sim Park this past week. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. Wichita police say no dogs were abused or skinned in Sim Park this past week. Officers were following up on a report of alleged animal abuse Saturday and identified a man who was captured in a video that was posted on social media. Police say he explained that he used the park to trim his dog's hair. Officers confirmed that no dogs or any other animals were harmed in any way, and they physically checked the animals to confirm their health and haircut.
Police say that two people are dead, more injured. This following a car crash at a birthday party in Michigan. Fox's Christina Coleman reports.
A 5-year-old boy and his 8-year-old sister died, and at least 15 people were injured after a suspected drunk driver crashed into a child's birthday party at a boat club. 9 of the victims were taken to area hospitals with life-threatening injuries. The crash happened in Monroe County's Berlin Township, about 30 miles south of Detroit. Authorities say the suspect's vehicle struck the north wall of the building and stopped after it was approximately 25 feet inside.
The scene was described by the first responders as extremely chaotic, with high level of emotions.
This horrific incident now under investigation.
And the suspect was taken into custody.
A public health expert, a public health alert, that is, for potentially sickening ground beef.
The U.S. Agriculture Department is warning that ground beef products from Greater Omaha Packing Company could be tainted with E. coli. It's not being recalled because the feds say the products aren't available for purchase anymore, but there is concern people may still have some in their freezers. The raw ground beef items were made on March 28th of this year. There's a use freeze-by date of April 22nd. The products were shipped to retailers and food service institutions around the country. E. coli can cause diarrhea, cramps, and even kidney failure. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
An American reporter captured and held hostage for nearly 7 years in Lebanon has died.
Former Associated Press correspondent Terry Anderson was kidnapped off the streets of Beirut in 1985 by Islamic militants. He was kept in barely lit cells, often in chains, for more than 6 years and became a symbol of Western hostages during Lebanon's civil war. Anderson wrote about his brutal captivity in a 1993 memoir and went on to become, among other things, a journalism professor and a blues bar operator. He died Sunday at his home in Greenwood Lake, New York. The cause of death is unknown, but he recently had heart surgery. Terry Anderson was 76 years old. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
As we start the new week, expect mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. Those winds going to pick back up, too, out of the south, all the way up to 20 to 40 miles an hour. Make sure that you bring inside that light patio furniture, as you don't want it to be blown over. High temperature, warm of 74. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And now a mostly cloudy sky, 44 degrees. We have a south wind at 9 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve, 10 in the morning. KNSS News Time is 8:10, and we had a sunny day across central Kansas. Sunday, Wichita's high temperature, 64 degrees. Normal high for the date, 70. This is April 22nd. On this date in 1944, from the 22nd through the 24th that month and that year, the Little Arkansas River wasn't so little. It rose to extremely high levels in Wichita, where it flooded around 2,000 homes. Flooding along the Walnut River covered much of Winfield. So, big day for floods. It's 8:11 now with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And we've got the trial that's resuming this morning. We call it the Trump Hush Money Trial, going on in Manhattan. And with us this morning to give us some details on what's going on with that, Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Good morning, Tanya.
Hey, good morning.
The president, the former president has arrived now at the courthouse. Is that correct?
I'm guessing he has. I know he was on his way a little bit ago, but then I came in here to call you, so I don't have that in front of me. I can't say yes or no because I don't have the monitor in front of me.
I saw it on a network. Okay, but anyway, at this point in the trial, we have the jurors seated or selected, right? And now we used to call opening arguments, maybe they call them opening statements now, but what exactly is going to happen this morning?
Yes, opening statements are today. This morning, court will start in about 15 minutes. They are going to only go until 2 o'clock today, local time, because of Passover beginning. So to accommodate those who celebrate Passover, they're stopping at 2 instead of going later like they normally will. There are 12 jurors and 6 alternates seated. That happened on Friday. The jury selection was done. The jury is 7 men and 5 women. The alternates are 5 women and 1 man. As far as what's going to happen today, before they do opening statements, we understand that the judge is expected to rule on what prosecutors can bring up from the former president's previous court cases if he testifies in his own defense at the trial. The DA's office wants to cross-examine him about the judgment and the gag order from the civil fraud trial brought by the New York Attorney General, as well as the verdicts in the two trials for E. Jean Carroll and the former president, where he was found to have sexually assaulted and defamed her. After the rulings on those, we expect the opening statements to get started. We don't know yet how long, each side may take for their opening statements.
Well, does Trump have to testify?
Not that I'm aware of. Yeah. He has to be there, but I don't think he has to testify. I think that's up to him and his attorneys.
Think he will? That could be interesting.
Who knows? I mean, it could be very interesting. I mean, this is a person who does not pass up a chance to say something when he's got the spotlight on him, quite honestly. I don't know if, his attorneys are going to say, this is not a great idea, don't do this, or if they're, all for him telling his side of the story. Who knows? That will definitely be must watch TV or streaming if that happens.
This is a person who doesn't have a history of listening to what other people tell him to do. So,
not so much. No,
put that delicately. But how long do you think this trial is going to actually last? Any predictions on that, Tanya?
Seeing other people are estimating is 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Yeah, we knew that the jury selection might take a week or two. They were done in 4 days. And they went through a lot of potential jurors, but it took a lot shorter time than I think a lot of people expected it to. So, 6 weeks is what I'm seeing for the trial. But again, who knows? It also depends on any delays that they might have or anything else like that.
All right. Well, Tanya, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. With Steve and 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And it's 8:15 here in the morning, and this is the 22nd day of April. On this date in 2004, Army Ranger Pat Tillman, who traded in a multi-million-dollar NFL contract to serve in Afghanistan, was killed by friendly fire. He was 27 years old. And not too many professional athletes at that time were signing up to go to Afghanistan.
How about one?
How about the only one in all of professional sports, Pat Tillman.
He
gets killed by.
He gave the ultimate prize.
Well, there you go. We have an all volunteer force, and apparently, nobody from sports wanted to volunteer for that particular war. Federal officials investigating an unauthorized in-flight cockpit visit by a coach for the Colorado Rockies during a United Airlines charter flight. Video surfaced that appears to show Rockies hitting coach Hensley Mullins sitting in a pilot seat while the April 10th flight from Denver to Toronto was at cruising altitude. The airline said Friday that the visit was a clear violation of our safety and operational procedures and policies and was reported to the Federal Aviation Administration. The agency has increased oversight of United amid recent mishaps that included an engine fire and a tire falling off a plane. So there you go. visitors in the cockpit, apparently. It's a no-no. 8:17 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and it is sports time again. Here's Ted Woodward.
Yeah, we'll take a look at Shocker softball action yesterday. Wichita State hosting UAB yesterday morning. Nice day, 800 on hand. Nice crowd at Wilkins Stadium. See the Shockers go for a series win over the Blazers. Mission accomplished for the Shocks, beating UAB 5-0. In the circle, the freshman, Chloe Barber. A complete game, 3-hit shutout, 15 strikeouts. Wow. She got her 6th win of the season. Yeah. And in the leadoff spot in the lineup, the designated player, C.C. Wong. She was 2-for-2 at the plate with a home run and a double. She drove in 3 of the 5 runs. C.C. with a .480 batting average and a .911 slugging percentage right now. My gosh. Hey, the Shockers win that series, taking 2 out of 3. 21 wins now for the Shocker softball team on the season. They are tied for 4th place in the American Conference. Nice day for baseball yesterday afternoon downtown at Riverfront Stadium. Wichita hosting Tulsa in minor league baseball action. And the fans, big crowd, 4,300 on hand yesterday afternoon. Got to see Wichita beat Tulsa 6-2 for a split of the 6-game series on the week at home. Wichita with back-to-back wins, broke it open with 4 runs in the bottom of the 4th inning. And making that nice 4-run inning stand up, the pitching. Bullpen did a great job with scoreless innings of work, including John Stankiewicz of the Wichita Wind Surge. He went 2 scoreless innings. This season, he's got a 1.08 earned run average in the minors. And that's certainly helping the Wind Surge there get that win. The center fielder for the Wind Surge, Emmanuel Rodriguez, the Cuban. He drove in a run with a double. He leads all of AA in extra base hits. Emmanuel Rodriguez for the Wind Surge.
Wow.
Off day today for the Surge as they'll get ready for 2 straight weeks on the road. They'll be on the road for quite a while. Major League Baseball yesterday afternoon up at Kauffman Stadium. Nice crowd of 18,000 on hand. Second place teams matching up, the Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. But this one was one-sided. The Royals couldn't get anything going, losing 5-0. 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position. 9 runners left on base, only got 5 hits on the day. But back at it, the homestand continues tonight for the Royals. They are coming off back-to-back losses, trying to get back in the win column against the Toronto Blue Jays. That game will be at 6:30 this evening. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. On the mound for the Royals tonight, Brady Singer. He's 2-0 on the season with a 1.54 earned run average. Stay in the big leagues, and let's take a look at the Minnesota Twins yesterday taking on the Detroit Tigers. At the plate for the Twins, a guy that played for the Wichita Wind Surge in 2021 and 2022, Austin Martin. The action from Bally Sports North.
Martin sends one to left field and deep. Back it goes and gone. First big league home run for Austin Martin. And finally something to smile about today here at Target Field. And the Twins are down 5.
Congratulations. That's one he'll never forget. Target Field crowd recognizing that as well.
Yeah, get your first major league home run for Austin Martin, the former Wind Surge star, in that game for the Minnesota Twins yesterday. JUCO baseball action, 17th ranked Hutchinson Community College with a sweep over Cloud County, winning 10-0 and 6-3. The Hutchinson baseball team, 39-10 overall, 19-2 on home field in Hutchinson for the 17th ranked Blue Dragons. In softball, Cowley College is ranked 17th in the nation. Cowley with a sweep at home over Kansas City, Kansas yesterday, winning 6-1 and 13-4. Cowley softball team, the Tigers, are ranked 17th in the nation. They are now on a 16-game winning streak with a record of 37-10 for Cowley softball. In college women's tennis yesterday, we've got a pretty good team here in the state. The Washburn women's tennis team is ranked 15th in the nation. And they were in Edmond, Oklahoma yesterday, and they beat 12th-ranked Southern Arkansas 4-3. 7 wins in a row for the Washburn Ichabods in women's tennis, now 17-3 on the season. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says, nobody cares what Joe Biden thinks. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
A nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Stephen Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Monday morning and 44 degrees. A woman was hospitalized after a shooting in South Wichita last night in the 2500 block of East Cedar. Make that East Cider. The woman was reportedly in critical condition and a man was arrested on the scene. Police say they believe this was a domestic dispute. Three people suffered serious injuries after a head-on crash in northwest Wichita early Sunday.
According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, the crash happened just after 12:30 Sunday morning on the exit ramp from southbound I-235 to westbound K-96. A vehicle driven by a 21-year-old Rolla, Kansas man was going the wrong way when it collided with another vehicle. A 31-year-old woman and her passenger, a 33-year-old man, both from Halstead, suffered serious injuries. It's not clear why the first vehicle was going the wrong way. The three victims were transported to a local hospital for their injuries. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A new affordable senior living complex opened Friday in Bel Air. Before the doors opened, all of the units were full, and the wait list is long. Homestead Affordable Housing President Tom Bishop says their 14 properties in Kansas provide the opportunity for low-income seniors to live comfortably.
Our lowest targeted rent is 30% of area median income, and so for a one-bedroom, I think that's $305 a month.
Depending on state funding, Homestead has plans to add an additional 36 units to their Bel Air facility. Fighting between Israel and Iranian proxies continues to escalate in the Gaza Strip. Fox's Trey Yinks reports from Tel Aviv.
Amid new threats from Hezbollah, Israeli forces remain on high alert across the country. Rocket sirens were sounding along the border with Lebanon after fresh Israeli strikes against Hezbollah overnight. The United States continues to work behind the scenes to de-escalate tension along the northern border. We're also tracking new developments out of the West Bank, where the Israeli military wrapped up a raid in the city of Tulkarm. So far, 14 people have been killed, according to the Palestinian Red Crescent. The region is in the middle of a dangerous and unpredictable chapter with a real possibility of unraveling into a broader regional war.
The U.S. House of Representatives recently approved a federal aid package, sending funding to Israel, Ukraine, and the Indo-Pacific. 21 area middle school students have qualified for the Wichita Regional of the National Civics Bee. Rob Maddox is Social Studies Curriculum Director for Wichita Public Schools. He tells KNSS News the students wrote essays to qualify for tomorrow night's B. Why is civics so important?
We need to make more of a concerted effort to address civics. We talk a lot about government, but civics is anything that, you know, helping your community out, community service, community leadership, helping the young and old, and participating in your local government.
The Civics Bee is tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. at the Alvin Morris Administrative Center at 903 South Edgemore. It's open to the public and admission is free. Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS 8:51 now here on this Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Gasoline prices up 10 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks to a national average of $3.77 a gallon.
Two.
Jonathan and Reginald Carr seeking new sentences. Convicted of killing five people in Wichita in 2000.
One.
Opening arguments today in Donald Trump's hush money trial. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Right now in the Wichita area, things in traffic looking pretty good on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras out there. We do have a stalled out vehicle. Watch for a slowdown on this one, northbound I-235, the ramp to Central. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Wind advisory, sunny and windy today with a high of 73 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 52. Tuesday, mostly sunny, breezy. Tomorrow's high up to 75 degrees. Now mostly cloudy, south wind at 9 miles per hour. 44 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Trading underway on Wall Street now, and the Dow is up by 43 points. Make that 45 points. S&P 500 up 26, and the NASDAQ is up 140 points.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. The U.S. Department of Defense has awarded a Wichita area aerospace manufacturing plant part of a $30 million contract. DJ Engineering in Augusta is among four companies that will manufacture supplies related to EA-18G and P-8A Poseidon Boeing aircraft components for Naval Surface Warfare Center Crane, according to the Pentagon. Much of the DJ Engineering's capabilities are geared toward legacy aircraft.
Ag Eagle, a publicly held drone company headquartered in Wichita, has named its newest CEO, Bill Irby, who became president of Ag Eagle Aerial Systems in mid-February, was named CEO, according to a proxy statement filed with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Irby is the company's fifth president in 6 years. Ag Eagle manufactures autonomous unmanned aerial systems, which includes flight hardware, sensors, and software for industries that include agriculture, military defense, public safety, surveying, mapping, and utilities engineering. In addition, Ag Eagle has been approved to fly its commercial and tactical drones beyond visual line of sight and operations over people in Brazil, Canada, the EU, and the U.S. The company employs 6 people in Wichita and nearly 70 people worldwide, most of whom work in Switzerland. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted. Okay, today the big deal is National Earth Day. As we just think about the planet and the planet and how best to take care of it. First Earth Day was back in 1970, and today is Earth Day. National Jelly Bean Day. I thought I'd bring this up. Boston confectioner William Schraft made him popular during the Civil War. The jelly bean goes back a ways. Of course, President Ronald Reagan was
a big fan, yeah.
He offered jelly beans in the Oval Office. Here's some beans for you. That's my Ronald Reagan imitation. I'll tell you, it's something a little personal, and that is that my wife, her name is Shelley Dean. And as she was growing up, her dad, of course, called her Jelly Bean. You didn't know that. St. Shelley's secret name is Jelly Bean.
Do you call her that?
No.
Or is that just something for no. Daddy?
I call her Your Majesty.
Oh, well, as you should.
Seems to be going well since I took that up. Hey, she's looking forward to Candide Saturday night.
Oh, good.
And we're looking forward to coming out and seeing you and Kelsey Grammer on stage together. That ought to be great. Candide Saturday night. Glenn Beck program coming up. RFK Jr., is he stealing votes from Trump? And we have news at the top of the hour this morning, as always. Trump hush money trial resumes today in New York. And if you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, The Dana Laz Show, news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.